Here's a simple definition of strategy. A strategy is a specific way of organizing. Strategy is nothing but a specific way of organizing your resources. Strategy is a specific way of organizing your resources. Now, we know what it means to organize, right? In a specific way, it doesn't mean random. It means a very specific way of organizing your resources. What are your resources? Well, it depends on the strategy. If it's financial strategy, then your resources might be money, time, decision-making, the way you feel, because that's going to affect the way you use your money. How many follow that? Those will all be those. If we're talking about, let's say, love strategies, what makes you feel loved is there's only five possible elements for that. The resources are what you think about, what you focus on, what you picture, what you say to yourself, how you breathe, how you move. Those are all resources. And if you use them in a specific way, you'll feel loved or unloved. How many follow that? Say I. So a strategy is a specific way of organizing your resources in order to consistently produce a specific result. Why do we want to consistently produce a specific result? Because the whole idea of a strategy is once you figure something out, you can do it as often as you want, every time, totally consistent, and it's a specific result you're after. So what's an example of a strategy? Well, as I already said, are there strategies for having too much month at the end of the money? Are there specific ways of organizing the way you spend money, the way you spend your time, the way you think about things, your emotion, your feeling, that will cause you to constantly have less money than you need? Yes or no? Yes or no? How many have mastered these in your past? Are there specific strategies for financial abundance? Ways of earning, ways of saving, way of spending, way of investing that will consistently cause you to have financial abundance? Yes or no? Of course there are. What other kinds of strategies are there? You tell me. What other kinds of strategies are there? Yes, sir. Strategies for cooking. Are there specific ways of organizing various ingredients and the heat you put them in, how much time you spend with it, that'll cause you to consistently get the exact result you want in baking, for example, or cooking? Yes or no? What do we call those? What do we call those strategies? Recipes, okay? Strategies for managing your time. Are there specific ways of organizing what you focus on, where you spend your time, how much time you spend on things in order to consistently feel like your life is being managed effectively? Yes or no? Sure. Are there strategies for becoming stressed? Are there strategies for depression? Is depression a strategy? Yes, it's hard to get depressed. You got to work at it. You got to organize the resource of your breathing and your shoulders and the muscles in your body and your face and what you picture and the tone of voice you use and what you say to yourself and what you imagine to feel depressed. It's a lot of work. Now, if you practice it a lot, you get good at it and do it at will. Okay, but it is a strategy. It doesn't happen unless you do things that way specifically. Is joy a strategy? Is there a strategy for feeling joyful or happy on a consistent basis? Yes or no? What other kind of strategies are there? Athletic strategies, peak performance strategies, ways of organizing, what you think about, way you move your body, what you notice, what you anticipate when you're in a sport in order for you to consistently perform at your peak. Somebody else. Attraction strategies. Listen, when you get attracted to someone, it is a strategy. There are specific things that trigger you to feel attracted to someone or not feel attracted to someone. It's very specific. You may not be paying attention to it consciously, but it's there. And by the way, do you have strategies already for trying to cause people to feel more attracted to you already? Yes or no? Ways of organizing, the ways in which you dress, the ways in which you speak, the way in which you look at someone, all those things, what you do, maybe where you touch them when it's appropriate, so that hopefully it increases some of that attraction. Yes or no? Oh, yes. So here's the truth. Any result you've ever produced in your life more than once, you have a strategy for. You have one problem, though. Most of your strategies are unconscious. So you don't know how you do it. You have a strategy, but you don't know how you do it. So what you do is you hope that something in the environment will trigger it and it will happen.